Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Ktov Kuf Zayin, mitzvah 507, as we continue here in Parsha Shoftim, relating to the mitzvahs that have to do with the Matnas Kahuna. So last time we had the mitzvah of Zeroah L'Chayayim and the Keva. Now we have the mitzvah of Truma Gedola. Coming up will be the mitzvah of Reishis HaGez. Three mitzvahs right here related to the Matnas Kahuna, besides the mitzvahs that were already mentioned in Parshas Korach. But you have three mitzvahs right here. Says the Torah, this is the Mishpat HaKohanim, Me'ez of Chayazavach. That's what we did last time. Now we have this pasuk: Reishis deGancha, Tiroshcha v'Yitzarecha. The Reishis of the Dagon, the wheat, and the Tirosh, the oils, the wines, v'Yitzarecha, and the oils. The Reishis Geisoncha, and that's Reishis Ageis. Hashem will get to next time. Titeinlo, one has to give him. Rashi says, Zu Truma, Reishis deGancha. This is the mitzvah of Truma. There are allusions to this earlier in the Torah, but this is the pasuk that is counted by the Moni HaMitzvahs. Rashi continues, Lo Pirish Bashir, there's no shear given. How much truma has to be given to the Kohen? Avor Basenu Nasru Bashir, Chazal gave a shear. Ayin Yafa Echad Mi'arboim, Ayin Ra Echad Mishishim, Beninus Echad Mi'chamishim. Rashi quotes the Mishnah from the fourth parak in Meseches Trumos. That is the pasuk, the source for truma. Again, there's a lot to talk about here in truma. Let's see what we could do. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenitz Tavinu Lahafresh Ben Adag and Tirosh V'Yitzar. Truma. It's a mitzvah to take from the wheat. That means all five grains, all types of grains. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, right? All those types of grains. The five types of grains. All of those are chayiv in Truma d'oraisa and Yitzar and Tirosh, oils, olives, and grapes. That is all d'oraisa. V'rasan osa l'kohen via nikreis truma gedola. Five grains, as I said before, not the five wheat. Wheat is one of them. Via nikreis truma gedola. That's truma gedola. And that's what it says. Reishis d'garcha tirosh v'yitzarecha titein lo. Chazal say, as Rashi said, midin Torah ein la shir ela filu chita achas poteres kri gadol. What's the shir d'oraisa for giving truma? For pottering, for allowing you to eat from the rest of the field, because as we know, until one takes off proper chumas and maestras, then their produce is all called tevel, which is chayim misa b'dei shemayim. If anybody eats it, even a kohen, if a kohen eats tevel, tevel isn't only usher because of the truma shebo. Or even if that is true, before it is designated as truma, it is still called tevel, and it's usher even for a kohen. But vita oraisa, only one little kernel, that's all you have to take off. But Chazal tell us the different levels. There is a well-known Tosfos Rid, and it's also said by the Nodav Yehuda. The Nodav Yehuda says, I'm going to come up with a Chiddush now that nobody else has ever said in the history of the world. He didn't have a Tosfos Rid, but he was Mechavein to the exact Chiddush of the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid says it in Kiddushin, on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, where Shmuel is the one that has this line of Chita Achas Poderes Hatzakri, says the Tosfos Rid, Ra'isi Makshim, v'hatitein loksiv, ubi'inan kedei nesina. It says, titein lo, at the end of our pasuk, it says, you shall give him. Giving means there's a certain minimum amount to be called a matana. Just like Reishis HaGez has a minimum shear. And the question, if you look at the psukim, it's even stronger, because it's the same titein lo going back on Reishis HaGez and on Truma Gedola. The same phrase in the pasuk. Reishis deGancha, Tiroshcha, v'Yitzarecha, v'Reishis Geisoncha, titein lo. So don't you need a minimum? So it says, the Tosfos Rid, a Chiddush Gadol. V'nira li l'taretz. Really, you have to give a kohen a davar chashuv, as it says in Parak Reishis HaGez. How much shearings do you have to give him? That's the din. You have to give something a davar chashuv, even on a d'oraisa level, in order to be nesina. But the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid is that there's a difference between tikkun hakri and mitzvahs nesina. There's a way to allow you to remove the shame tevel even without fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa of giving truma. Says the Tosfos Rid, miyu, afal pi shemitzvah subakach, even though the mitzvah is done, not fulfilled, but you've covered yourself. If you give a little chita achas, you pater the kri. That's the language of Shmuel. Chita achas poteres es hakri. Im eino rotzel kayem mitzvah zu v'tarm chita achas mikol hakri niskan v'yatsa midei tivlo el shelo kiyem mitzvahs nesina. It's the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid. You could have a case where you might have said before seeing the Tosfos Rid, it's one and the same. In order to remove the shame tevel, you have to do a mitzvahs nesinas truma. Tez the Tosfos Rid, no, you can be mechalik. Removing one tiny amount is removing the shame tevel. But on a daraisa level, not on a darabana level like all the other Rishonim say. The Rabbana came up with these three levels. No. Says the Tosfos Rid that even on a daraisa level, you need you need more. And that's what he says. Nitcha tivlo va'afa bishachisar mitzvah. The note of Yehuda in Ma'at Yoredeya Tinyana Simin Reish Aleph, he says the same thing. He starts off by saying, V'yeshli lomar bazeh davar chadash lo kadmani bazeh shumafarish opose. Right? The lesson is we should never say that. Nobody's ever said this before in the history of the world. I mean, the note of Yehuda knew everything. But he didn't know that later afterward they would find the Tosas Rid that discusses this as well. But that's the chiddush of the Tosas Rid and the Nodeb Yehuda, the difference between Nesina and Tikkun Hakri. The Minchas Chinuch here quotes that, and the Chinuch himself says it later on, that the Pasuk says, Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. There is a major machlokas Rishonim. What is Chayiv in Shumas and Maisers Mida Oraisa? So, the Torah says, Beferish, Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, the five grains, oil, and wine. Is there anything else? Rashi and Tosos throughout Shas, and the Rivet in Ilchas Maisers says, that's it. That's all that's Chayiv Daraisa, Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. The Rambam, though, says otherwise. The Rambam says, all fruit. All fruit are chayiv in truma de oraisa. To call ochel hanishmar v'gidulo min haaretz v'avimachal adam chayiv truma, not vegetables. Vegetables are yirakos. That's derabanan. But fruit of daraisa, mad dog and tirosh v'yitzar daraisa av kol kayotzi bo chayiv min haTorah chutz min hayirakos she'in chayiv min haTorah. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. Says the Ravid there. The Ravid argues. Says no. It's mavur b'kam makomos. He argues only dog and tirosh v'yitzar. There is a middle shita that is also quoted in the name of the Ravid in the Kasav Sham. The Kasav Sham is the Sefer that the Ravid wrote on with Hasagas on the Baal Hamar. He quotes a piece in the Baal Hamar. They were Chavruses in Provence in southern France. So the Ravid of Baal Hamar have many arguments, many machlokos. You have the Baal Hamar's arguments on the Rif and the Ravid's defense, the Sefer Aschus. And you have many defenses of. I'm sorry, that's the Rambam. You have the Hasagas arrive at the bottom of the Baal Hamar, where he argues in the Baal Hamar there, and also in the separate Sefer, the Kasav Sham, he also argues in the Baal Hamar. So there were two pieces on Maseches Chulin. In the second piece, he quotes this idea of the Rishonim of what you're chayiv in Truma Da'araisa, and he has a middle ground. He says, on a Da'araisa level, you're only chayiv in Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. But if you take off from other fruit, oranges, apples, it achieves the status of Shuma Daraisa, and a Zor would be Chayim, Misa B'dei Shemayim, if they eat that. Meaning there's no Chiyuv, but there's a Kiyuv. That's the Chiddush of the Kasav Sham in Maseches Chulin. So but the main Deos are, though, are the Rambam versus Rashi and Tosfos, what is Mechuyev. Misharshi HaMitzvah continues the Sefer HaChinuch. Let's get to the Shorish of the Mitzvah, the Hashkafa behind the Mitzvah. He mentioned one earlier when he spoke about Meiser, and that is to take care of God's servants because they don't have any Nachla of their own, as we had a couple of days ago, right? That there's an Isser for a Levi to take a Nachla. But here he has a different shot. Lefi Shahad, this is more focused on the giver than the receiver. The other reason that he's mentioned in the past is focused on the receiver. They need it, and they can't have nachla their own. But this reason, the Sefer Chinuch is focused on the receiver. Lefisha dagan vatiyosh vayitzar hein ikar michyatz and shalabrios. These three are the ikar what people live on. They live on bread. They live on wine, oil. Via olam kula hakadosh baruch hu. And really, everything is l'shem Hashem. Al kain roi laadam liskaris baro al habracha sheberchu. What you get and you need, you should recognize it comes from Hashem. So the basics, the staples. You have to give some staples away to God's servants so that you remember that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'min HaYisod HaZeh, that's why, even a little bit, Chita Achas Poteres HaZakri, because even just giving a little bit will remind you, it's not about the receiver, it's about the giver. And as long as I have to give away a little bit at the beginning, that's enough to remind me, Ki Zechiras HaAdonus Al HaDavar Ein Hefresh Bein Rav L'Ma'at. That's a great line. Remembering that Hashem is the Adon, it doesn't matter how many. Yes, Chazal said, you know what, but we want you to really feel it. Unless you give a certain amount, this is Rov Rishonim, not like the Tosfos Rid, Chazal said, we want your lave to be mit'orer yoter. And therefore, biyos adam ba'al chomer, because a person is a gashmi person, lo gashmi being, lo yashas alib ol adav or hamuat. If I give away an apple, I'm not going to feel it. So if I give away more than that, if I give away a 40th, a 50th, a 60th, so that's when I will feel it, and that is why we have a larger amount to give, at least on a Darabana level, and maybe even on a Daraisa level, according to the Tosfos Rid and the Behuda, to make it a Nesina Daraisa. There is, the Sefer HaChinuch here, only counts one mitzvah, following the Rambam. One mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma. says the chinuch right here, but the Rambam says, the Rambam mitzvah kuf chavav, the Rambam says, shetzivanu lahotzi truma gedola. We'll get to that. But one mitzvah, who argues the Ramban? The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Shrashim, in Shorash Yud Beis, he says, no, this should be two mitzvos, the Hafrasha and the Nesina. He says, "Avol yesh bem chiluk ki bedvar matovlim heim shtei mitzvos bevandai." V'hamashal b'zeh b'chal. Let me give you an example. Shekein kala isa asura lanu achenafreshosa. Until we take off chala, until we take off truma, it's asur, but it's tavinu ba mitzvah nefredes. Chala tarimu truma. V'shelo ya'ale bilibenu shenarimu salahotzia isa meiser v'naazvena o nashlicho taba eish. And just so that we think, well, there's a mitzvah you have to be masakin your creed, so you take it off, and so that we don't think we could just then throw it out like we do today. Tziva osan yisbrach benesina seinu lekoin shenemar may reishis arisoch seichem titnu lashem truma two psukim tarimu truma and titnu lashem truma, two different ideas. Says the Ramban, hafrasha and nesina, and they can exist independently. V'netzavinu tchila b'haramasa min ha-mitzvah haba b'chala, sh'der b'haya b'chalcha milechem ha-arz taribu tshuva l'ashem v'chulu. And he says, then how do I know that hafrasha is a separate mitzvah? You make a bracha on the hafrasha. If hafrasha was just getting to the nesina, so then you should say it on the final stage of the mitzvah, nesina. You make it on the hafrasha because that shows it's a separate independent mitzvah. The question then, according to the Ramban, is why don't you make a bracha on the nesina too? If it's two separate mitzvahs. Okay, he doesn't answer that. V'ilo haya mitzvah aleinu hanesina lakohen, v'pasek reishis tegancha, tirashcha v'yitzarecha, bilfad, lo haya gozer aleinu, levarech, mashat hafrasha, minachal ha-masur lanu, kol mitzvah she'asiyasa, eino gomer malacha. And then he even has another example, another raya. V'od, shrei b'chala temeya. What about chala temeya, where the kohen is not going to be able to eat it? Mivarech b'hafrasha, savein anitenes lakohen, ela mashlicha ba'or, v'yim kein. And therefore you see, you could separate nesina and hafrasha. There's a hafrasha. V'im kein roi shenim nashtei mitzvahs b'truma hafrashasa mipasek torimu truma l'ashem unesina lakoin mipasek titein lo. Our mitzvah should be the nesina. That is the Ramban arguing on the Rambam. So all the Nosei Kelim get involved, giving three different approaches for the Rambam. Every suggestion is given. Maybe the Rambam feels that the ikar is the hafrasha. The ikar is the hafrasha. What's his lashon after all in the verb? Lahotzi. The ikar is lahotzi. The Rambam doesn't even mention kohen in his mitzvah. To be misakin your kri. The ikar is the hafrasha. And that is, if you look in the Marganisa Tava, one of the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, Shekol Elu kino Hashem Yisparach v'nazan lakohanim. Ve'ema hazochem mishulchan gavoha. Ve'nem nosim mishalam klum lakohen. Says the Marganisa Tava, beautiful. He says, how could he even count an asina? Am I giving anything to the Kohen? I declare this as Truma. That's in my power. I can designate what is Truma. So I'm mafresh it. But then Memela, it's not mine anymore. Bishulchan Gavoa, it's Truma. Okay, I can choose which Kohen, but it already belongs to Mamon HaShevet. It belongs to Shevet Levi and the Kahuna. And therefore, you can't consider that a real Nesina, because really, you're not doing anything. You're not giving anything. That's why it says the Magadisa Tava, the Rambam really focuses on Hafrasha. And then what about Kohanim? Kohanim themselves. If a Kohen has a field in his ear, a Levia, so he has to take off Shumas and Maisrus there, he has to be Mafrishin and then keep it. So you see the Hafrasha is key. Iker HaMitzvah B'chala V'chumah V'maisrus V'maisrus Hi Hafrasha Shehi L'Shem Hashem Yisbarach V'lo Anasina L'Kohen Ki Anasina L'Kohen Eino Ela Tashlum Mitzvahs Hafrasha. It's finishing up the mitzvah of Afrasha. That is the Marganisa Tava. The Iker is Afrasha. You have other Mefarshim, thinking the Kiddush Sofrim and other Mefarshim on the Rambam, who say just the opposite. Not the Hafrasha is the Iker, but the opposite. The Nesina, the Leif Sameach says this. The Leif Sameach says the Nesina is the Iker, and the Hafrasha is leading up to the Nesina. Again, the Rambam should only count one, that's true. But the Nesina is what is Iker, and the Hafrasha just leads up to it. You might have the third idea, and that's what the Pashtus is, in terms conceptually, and that is, you have two halves. Hafrasha and Nesina are both part of the mitzvahs. Two halves of one unit. Hafrasha is the roots of the Nesina, and the Nesina is the climax of the Hafrasha. Right? You have a little of both. And because of that, that's why the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah with two halves. That is an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvahs are all of these counted? Hafrasha, Nesina, is it one? Is it two? Related to this, not exactly parallel, but a related issue is whether we look, is there a mitzvah to be mafresh truma if I have no intention of eating from this field? Let's say I have 100 fields. I have 100 fields, I'm only going to use 50 of them. So to the other 50, do I have to go and make myself crazy to be mafresh truma and maestros from those fields? They're not going to be eaten. Meaning, what's the question? Is hafreshes truma looked at as only a matir to allow you to do something? Or is it also considered a mitzvah? Uniquely, this question is asked by shechita, by tevila, by chalitza. There are a number of mitzvahs which accomplish something. Kiddushin, it allows me to do something. So is it only that, a matir? Or is it something more? And we know, there's no question, oh, it's counted as a mitzvah, so it has to be more. No, you could have a matir that's counted as a mitzvah. Right? So that's the question. So the Taz is the one that made this discussion famous. The Taz at the beginning of Yeridea. If anybody's ever learned Yeridea, Simon Aleph. You don't have to go so far. The Taz in Simon Aleph in Shulchan Aruch on the halacha in Shulchan Aruch about a shomei aveinu medaber, someone who hears and doesn't speak, a mute person doing shechita. So that's in that context. Do you have to, meaning he can't say the bracha. So in that context, the Taz has the following line, where he is mechalek between shechita and hafrashas trumas and maestras. I'll read you the line just about hafrasha. Aval hafrashas truma, havi ikar habracha al mitzvahs hafrasha, lo al isra achilas tevel, shahare mitzvahs hafrasha, chiyav alav, here's the key line, afilu im ein rotsa lechom an atvua adayin. Even if I have no intention of eating from the tvua, I still have a mitzvah to be mafresh. Mitzvahs os kishar mitzvahs, v'kivet shuchi of lasos kain, so therefore, efshal litrom ayde shliach, right? So he says, it's a chovas aguf, even if you have no intention of eating from the grain. That's what the Taz says. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger right here in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, lo matzasi zeh, what is he talking about? What, you have to take off trumas and maestros if you have no intention of eating from the grain from the field? Dibipshuto hu rak kisher rotze lachlo, asur. When you want to eat it, it's also shi'afir shruma. He says, look in the Magen Avram in the beginning of Simen Ches in Shulchan Aruch. And it's the same thing by Truma. Magen Avram and Simen Ches. What's the Magen Avram there? That's in a totally different context in Hilchos Tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to make the Birchas HaMitzvah of Tzitzis standing. That's the first Birchas HaMitzvah toward in Shulchan Aruch. That's where this is discussed. You make the Bracha putting on your towels, putting on your Tzitzis standing. Says the Magen Avraham there, on that Shulchan Aruch. V'tzarech iyun. In Yoredeya it says that you can make the bracha on Afrashas Chala sitting. So says the Magen Avraham, don't compare Afrashas Chala to Tzitzis. Afrashas Chala eino mitzvah kol kach. De'eina ose elu l'sakein ma'achalo. Dumya d'shchita. Mash'enken here by Tzitzis. Wow, says the Magen Avraham in the beginning of Simen Ches in Arachayim, that Afrashas Chala is only a matir. And that's why you can make the bracha sitting down. It's a different type of mitzvah. Masha Enkin, when it comes to tzitzis, says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, same thing. Hafreshes chala is a mitzvah kol kach. It's only l'sakein ma'achalo. Says the Magen Avraham, it's only a matir. That's like this Taz. Like the Taz. So Rabbi Kiva Eger notes that, but he still argues. Says, that is the, discussion. So you have the Taz, it's a contrast. The Magen Avraham is saying it's a matir, like Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's just a matir, arguing on the Taz, who says that it's a mitzvah, even if you have no intention of eating. There's a big discussion in the Achronim related to this. The Vilna Gaon defends the Taz. It's a mitzvah against the Magen Avraham. Right? There are Gemaras, the Gemara Pesachim, that says that you should never get out of the mitzvah of Hafrashas Chala. You shouldn't cook, bake little by little, so you don't have the mitzvah, kabayim. Right? Mitzvah versus matir, that is a discussion. Okay, so there are many halachas relating to the mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma. We know it's a mitzvah that applies in all 6 years of Shemitah, not like Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Maaser Rishon also is every year, but Maaser Sheni switches off 1, 2, 4, and 5, and Maaser Ani takes its place. But Truma to the Kohen and Maaser Rishon to the Levi occur in every year except for the Shemitah year. During the Shemitah year, everything is Hefker. There are no Trumas and Maaseris during that year or during Yovel. All right, that's 2 years in a row. If you have the 49th year of Shemitah, the seventh cycle, plus Yovel, that's 2 years in a row where one wouldn't be able to, wouldn't have to be take off Trumas and Maestros. Again, there's a lot here. The Sefer HaChinuch now has a big discussion in the continuation relating to different lands for Trumas and Maestros purposes. On a D'oraisa level, the Rambam says, Truma D'oraisa is only in Eretz Yisrael when all Jews are there. Bias Kolchem, like it was B'Yerusha Rishona, but nowadays, after Biashnia, before Yerushim Biashlishis, so it's only Durabanan, and that is what we assume. Most Trumas and Maestros today are Durabanan, because we don't have Bias Kolchem, we don't have all Jews in Eretz Yisrael. What if you have most? What if you have most? You need Bias Kolchem or Rubchem. What if you have most? So now, right, it just happened, so to speak, that most Jews in the world are in Eretz Yisrael. So does the halacha change? Does Truma become Daraisa? That is a discussion in the postgame. How much Truma am I allowed to give? We spoke about the minimum. What about the maximum? So the Chazal say, everything, you can give as much as you want, as long as you don't give everything. You have to have shi'areha nikarin. You have to have something left over for you, or else it's not called truma. Truma means taken from something. You have to have shi'areha nikarin. But if you don't have that, so then it is not called truma. The Mechas Chinuch brings up in Ozvav that truma is isa b'she'ela. That it's like a neder when I'm mafresh. So if something happens later, I can be shoel on my neder. That is also a big discussion. Because what's going to happen if I'm shoel on my neder, so it's not truma, so I basically made a bracha of atala when I was mafresh. What happens if I ate truma by mistake? Can I be shoel on it then, and then I will not have done an achila, achila zar of truma, but then I'm going to ruin my bracha. Well, which is better? Which is worse? That was a shogeg. What if I did a bemezda? Then I don't want to do tshuva on it. Interesting discussions whether you could go to a chacham and use any of these excuses. The Chinuch in the continuation talks about there are three categories of aratzos in the world regarding truma. There's Eretz Yisrael proper, right? Daraisa. Then there's chutz la'aretz proper. Nothing. There's no chiyuvim. And then you have the land surrounding Eretz Yisrael, what's called the kibushim of David HaMelech. And that's Syria and other lands where the Gemara says, in some ways it's like Eretz Yisrael, in some ways it's like Chutz La'aretz, but either way that's an important for Trumas and Maisers purposes. And this is a quote in Shulchan Aruch. It's one of the mitzvahs that are noeg bizman hazeh, that we have to keep Trumas and Maisers bizman hazeh, Baruch Hashem and Be'ez Hashem. Hopefully soon we'll be able to keep it on a Daraisa level when all B'nai Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so this is Truma. Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with the third mitzvah having to do with the Kohanim, and that will be Reishis Hages.